Phytoplankton make up an extremely important part of the ocean's food chain. These little bits of microalgae serve as food for organisms that feed young salmon and other fish in the ocean. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more.
The seawater in 24 plastic Nalgene bottles slushes gently in the wet lab on the Belem Shimada, one of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's ocean research vessels. Each bottle contains phytoplankton, which are microalgae that serve as food for young salmon and other fish in the ocean. These phytoplankton are the first link in the oceanic food chain. Rebecca Smoke is a graduate researcher at Oregon State University. She says for a long time, scientists missed a step in the ocean's food web. Scientists didn't include the organisms that graze on phytoplankton.
The trophic cascade, the food web in the ocean, did not include microzooplankton. And so we were missing the step that has a lot of influences.
That's why Smoke and graduate researcher Alia Jamil also monitor microzooplankton grazers in each of these plastic Nalgene bottles.
Do you want me to write down that one?
Yes. Yeah. For bottle 3.
During this experiment, the scientists watch how the phytoplankton grow in the bottles and how much phytoplankton the grazers eat. This study is part of a larger survey of the Northern California current ecosystem. During the survey, scientists want to learn more about ocean conditions and how those conditions affect the ocean's food web. Maria Cavanaugh is an assistant professor at OSU. Cavanaugh says phytoplankton also play a key role in the ocean's ecosystem. She says phytoplankton reproduce and react quickly to changes in their environment, including variations in ocean temperature. To learn more about phytoplankton while on the Shimada, scientists set up an incubator to grow the tiny organisms. Cavanaugh says the growth of these tiny organisms could have a big effect on systems in the ocean.
Because they're so tiny, they respond so rapidly to changes. And so they almost are like the first early warning of things to come.
For this experiment on the Shimada, the scientists placed the bottles into a specially built incubator, secured on the back deck of the ship.
Hold your stuff, get wet. All right.
Woo! As the ship rocks and waves crash onto the deck, Smoke, Cavanaugh, and Jamil carefully place each bottle into the incubator.
One more for this guy. There we go. Good.
Here, the phytoplankton get enough sunlight to grow. A pump circulates seawater through the incubator to regulate its temperature. Scientists observed the rapid changes over 24 hours.
Baby plankton in a deep blue sea float so wild and float so free.
Smoke bursts onto the ship's deck the next morning to check on the incubator.
Good morning, plankton babies.
Smoke and Jamil remove the bottles from the incubator and repeat the experiment in different parts of the ocean. They would later track how much phytoplankton got eaten by the grazers or microzooplankton. Smoke says when the grazers eat, it could be a scene out of the movie Alien.
There's a microzooplankton that can actually open its entire stomach vacuole. Imagine it's taking your stomach, opening it.
But Cavanaugh says, as ocean conditions warm because of climate change, there could be fewer phytoplankton to chomp on, which could be bad news for salmon and other fish. She says changing ocean temperatures could affect where phytoplankton bloom, which could have cascading effects up the food chain.
Climate will affect where these blooms are, and the food becomes less abundant, and so there's overall less food for fish.
Moreover, she says fewer phytoplankton could speed up climate change. Phytoplankton contribute to a process called carbon cycling. Carbon cycling is a good thing for the ocean. Phytoplankton absorb heat-trapping carbon dioxide during photosynthesis. When phytoplankton sink to the bottom of the ocean or get eaten by grazers, they take that carbon with them. Cavanaugh says once the carbon sinks, it can no longer contribute to climate change.
That's the ocean's life gift to us.
I'm Courtney Flatt on the Pacific Ocean.